This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Well, hello, folks. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and have an interesting show lined up for you. We've got a few people on that don't get a show on Back Porch Bluegrass. David Grinstaff, the band Wildfire, Red Wilson, the fiddle player, Dan Tominski, Clyde Moody, people that you probably haven't heard for the last few months at least anyway, and I hope you're going to enjoy the selections that I've chosen from those people. We're going to start off with an album called Here and Now, and it's young David Grinstaff, who from the liner notes on the CD looks like he was a student at East Tennessee State University. The album was recorded there and produced by Daniel Biner, who's in charge of the Bluegrass faculty there, and it's a great album. David, I keep calling him Daniel because there's a Daniel Grinstaff around. David Grinstaff is a great singer, and he's got a fine band backing him up. He's written some of the songs. This first song that I've chosen is written by Will Parsons, who is playing banjo on the album, and David is doing the vocals, Tim Stafford on guitar, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Will Parsons on banjo, David Babb on bass, and Jim Van Cleve on fiddle. Well, that's a pretty highfalutin band, and here's a song called The Tinker Man from David Grinstaff.
They call me the tinker man. I am a jack of trades, fixing up with my own hands the things others have made. It's not the life I've chosen, but one given me, and it's a long and winding pathway leads to my destiny. And I've climbed 12 high mountains and the rivers I know well. Some things I've locked in my heart, my tongue may never tell. Half a mile away, with a jingle jangle rattle tangle simple song I play. Any place is home where I can lay my body down. Warm summer nights I'm happy just to sleep out on the ground. And I've climbed 12 high mountains and the rivers I know well. Some things I've locked in my heart and my tongue. Rhythm in my chest, I can see the cold winds blowing in the pale form of death. My life is almost over, the final die is cast. Some things of mine I'll leave behind, but how long will they last? And I've climbed 12 high mountains and the rivers I know well. Some things I've locked in my heart, my tongue may never tell. I've climbed 12 high mountains and the rivers I know well. Some things I've locked in my heart, my tongue may never tell.
Well, hasn't he got a nice voice? Just flows in that type of song. His voice and the backing just really worked together beautifully, I thought. David Grinstaff. We've got to hear from Wildfire now. They're a great band. Great lineup. Phil Ledbetter on the resonating guitar, Daryl Webb on mandolin and does lead and harmony vocals, Robert Hale on acoustic guitar, and he also does lead and harmony vocals, Barry Crabtree on the five-string banjo, Kurt Chapman on the upright bass, and the song that I've picked from their album, the album was called Where Roads Divide, and the song I've picked is called All Because of Me, and it sounds like this.
It's lonesome in this prison with no one but misery.
Some pretty high-powered bluegrass music there. Let's listen to a bit of old-time fiddle playing from Red Wilson, great fiddle player, old-timer, bit of an old-timer there, sitting there in his overalls and his little jaunty hat angle and playing his fiddle. Mountains, Moonshine and Music is the name of the album, and he's got a bit of help on it. Bruce Green doing some vocal and banjo. Banjo and guitar provided by Travis and Trevor Stewart. What if it's a Travis Stewart that I know? Guitar also played by Rob Levin. And just good old-time fiddle playing. And, of course, you know that I choose the one that's got the great name. And this one's called Granny Put That Kettle On. Well, that's always a good idea. I love these old-time tunes that have got an extra little phrase right at the end where you think they're going to finish on the beat. They finish on the sort of half bar. And sounds different. Definitely an old-time fiddle tune. Wonder, I hope you enjoyed that. Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands have always been one of my favourite bands, and really enjoy her approach to the music, and she always accompanies herself with a fine band. This is from a live album, and just called Live, Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands. Laurie Lewis is playing fiddle and doing vocals, Tom Rosum on mandolin, Scott Huffman on guitar, Craig Smith on banjo, Todd Phillips on the string bass. You can't get much better than that. And here's a song written by Damon Black, wonderful bluegrass song called Tall Pines.
Once in my youth, I stood on a mountain and planted some pines in the sand. Every day, I looked their way, but I just couldn't understand why they never grew like I wanted them to. I just couldn't understand why. Now I've rambled around this whole world through, and today, I just happened by. Tall pines, chin up for the clowns. Tall pines, tall pines, I'll bet you wouldn't know me now. There's that old rail fence we build inch by inch, surrounding the old family grave. Now there's one gravestone standing all alone. They're waiting to meet me in the shade. Tall pines, tall pines, reaching up for the clouds. Tall pines, I'll bet you wouldn't know me.
The live recordings, you get a band like that and they're really just putting some energy into it. On the studio recordings, they're going to be a little bit more clinical, a little bit tidier, and you tend to get rid of the loose ends. I like the loose ends in the music, and they demonstrated it beautifully there. They just absolutely nailed all the changeovers and the breaks, and had a huge amount of energy that I just don't think you'd quite capture in a studio. Lauren Lewis and the Right Hands doing that. We might hear from her a little bit later on. You have no your luck. Depends on my programming, doesn't it? I first heard of Wayne Taylor when he was working with Bill Emerson, and they were a great duo. Wayne Taylor went on to form his own band, and Wayne plays guitar, writes songs, sings great, and Emery Lester is playing mandolin and doing some harmony, Lee Marcus playing banjo, and Kenny Hyatt on bass. And this is a great recording. They're just a bunch of guys that play some wonderful music, and got Wayne's songs as the basis of the group. And the one that I've chosen is actually an old Lester Flatt song, Is It Too Late Now to Tell You That I Love You? Wayne Taylor and Appaloosa is the name of his band.
Is it too late now to tell you that I love you? Or is there still a chance for me somehow? Oh, they tell me now that you have found another. Darling, please don't say it's too late now. Understand it if I should have to give you up somehow. Oh, won't you say you'll give me one more chance, dear? Darling, please don't say it's too late now. Is it too late now to tell you that I love you? Or is there still a chance for me somehow? Oh, they tell me now that you have found another. Darling, please don't say it's too late now. I know I've done you wrong, dear. Oh, can't you see my side of it somehow? All I ask of you is one more chance, dear. Darling, please don't say it's too late now. Is it too late now to tell you that I love you? Or is there still a chance for me somehow? Oh, they tell me now that you have found another. Darling, please don't say it's too late now. Darling, please don't say it's too late now.
He's a great singer, excellent voice, and I love the just relaxed, slightly slower version of that song, and I think Wayne Taylor did an excellent job. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and that's based in Hamilton, New Zealand. I've been listening and playing bluegrass music for 60-plus years now, and have a large collection of CDs and albums, and I get to play some of them on this show. It's all from my collection rather than what's currently being issued, although I vaguely keep up with it. Very vaguely, to be perfectly honest. There's so much good music sitting on the shelves, I feel as though that should be aired, and this show gives me the opportunity to do that. Shearer's Music Works sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm delighted that they do. I bought my first banjo, a Framus five-string banjo in 1965 from Shearer's. They'd not long opened their shop in Hamilton. They're still going strong, and they're the source of all your new instruments, replacement instruments, guitars, banjos, mandolins, ukuleles by the hundreds, violins, keyboards, drums, all the accessories you could want, lots of advice because all the assistants are musicians and they can help you sort out what your musical needs are to be fulfilled, and they'd love to help you. I'm delighted that Shearer's promote Back Porch Bluegrass and have sponsored us. Delighted that we get the chance. Big hello to all the people listening on the Access Radio stations around New Zealand. Different times of day and night the show is aired. And I'm delighted that you get to listen to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I hope you're enjoying some of the choices that I make. I'm going to play a track from the wonderful album Industrial Strength Bluegrass, which is based on Southwestern Ohio's musical legacy, and it's got current performers recording some of the songs that came out of the hotbed of bluegrass in the Southwestern Ohio area in the 1950s, in particular in the early 60s as well. And I've picked a song called 2020 Vision, and Dan Tominski's doing it. This song was a classic, originally recorded by Bluegrass Music Hall of Famers Jimmy Martin and the Osborne Brothers, and they did a version of the song. They joined forces after working in different bands together. There's a whole history in there that I won't elaborate on now, but they had a great trio sound, but they're a pretty volatile relationship, and they had recorded about six sides, but one of them was 2020 Vision. This version of it that we're going to hear now was Dan Tominski on guitar and lead vocal, Ben Isaacs on bass, Sierra Hull on mandolin, Lincoln Hensley on banjo. I wonder if he's must be related to Walt Hensley, who played banjo in the area too. Glenn Duncan on fiddle, and Joe Mullins doing some harmony vocal, and Don Rigsby doing some harmony vocal. Well, that's a great lineup. Here we are with 2020 Vision at Walking Around Blind.
I've been to the doctor, he says I'm all right. I know he's lying, I'm losing my sight. He should have examined the eyes of my mind. 20/20 vision and walking round blind. Since she's gone and left me, I feel so alone. Carry a heart that is heavy as stone. I knew that she cheated, I knew all the time. 20/20 vision and walking round blind. With my eyes wide open, I lay in my bed. If it wasn't for dying, I wish I was dead. But this is my punishment, death is too kind. 20/20 vision and walking round blind. You just couldn't know her the way that I do. Say that she's wicked and maybe it's true. One thing I do know, she's no longer mine. 20/20 vision and walking round blind. I've lost her, I've lost her, oh what will I do? I bet you're not happy. She's there with you. The eyes of your heart will have trouble like mine. 20/20 vision and walking round blind. 20/20 vision and walking round blind.
Oh, that's some powerful bluegrass music there. And if you read the book, Industrial Strength Bluegrass, which Ray Reschenberg very kindly sent to me along with the CD, it's just a real enlightening process finding out how they played bluegrass in those days and the hard work that they put into it. And I'm familiar with many of the bands and many of the people, and they were hard times, but they produced some wonderful bluegrass music. Right, here's someone we haven't heard of for a long time, Clyde Moody. The name always comes up if you're reading books on Bill Monroe or in about the early days of bluegrass music, because Clyde was a guitarist and vocalist who worked with Bill Monroe 1940 to 1944. That's a pretty long tenure, and this is sort of before the classic bluegrass days, of course, before the days when both Flat and Scruggs were in the band and they sort of got that new sound going. And Clyde had a very relaxed country voice, very much a country singer, and sort of very reminiscent of Charlie Monroe, really. And Clyde had also worked with Lester Flatt in another band prior to joining Bill Monroe, or in the middle of working for Bill Monroe. So these musicians all sort of cross over a bit. He also has the honour of playing mandolin on a Bill Monroe tune, Mule Skinner Blues. Bill played guitar for Mule Skinner Blues, and Clyde Moody was the man who played the rhythm mandolin for it. And there's another track too that he played on. After he left Bill Monroe in 1944, he stayed on at the Grand Ole Opry as a solo performer and went on to carve out a career as a solo performer in country music. Very good old-time country music, really. His big hit was one called, what have we got it? Shenandoah Waltz, so we're going to hear that one too. That came out 1947, million seller, and so he's pretty pleased with that. He went on playing bluegrass, and he actually was featured at the first bluegrass festival in Findcastle in 1965, still around then and playing. So interesting singer and player, played guitar with a thumb pick and a finger pick like Lester Flatt did. And just made his big contribution to bluegrass in the early days. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks from him. The first one, the one that he did with Bill Monroe called Six White Horses. This is with his own recording of it. And then the second one is his big hit, Shenandoah Waltz, both great songs. Let's listen to Clyde Moody.
I'm leaving where you off my mind. I'm leaving you to where you off my mind. Cause you keep me very troubled all the time. If you don't believe I'm leaving, just count the days I'm gone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, just count the days I'm gone. Next time you see your daddy, it'll be on Judgment Morn. I'm riding is 16 coaches long. That train I'm riding is 16 coaches long. That woman I'm loving, she's got another man and gone. Six white horses going to Baton. There's six white horses going to Baton. There's some other woman has took my love from me. Tell me, pretty mama, which way the river run? Now tell me, pretty mama, which way the river run? Run straight from my back door to the set of the rising sun. Virginia, lives the girl who is waiting just for me. Many times we have walked in the moonlight, in her lovely arms I long to be. I miss her smiles in the moonlight. I know she misses me too. In the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, I know that her love is still true. Thank you.
the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia lives a girl who is waiting just for me. Many times we have waltzed in the moonlight. In her lovely arms I long to be. I miss her smiles in the moonlight. I know she misses me too. In the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, I know that her love is still true.
Well, that was Clyde Moody, and I think he's got a great voice. The recordings were retrieved from some of his old recordings, and even on the CD, there's almost an apology for the condition that they were in. I could not find any information out about the backing bands and who was playing the steel. Chubby Wye's got to be playing the fiddle. He worked with him for quite a while. Very interesting character, Clyde Moody, and went on to fair success in country music, and then just sort of, as his music got slightly out of style, he just faded away. I know the feeling well. Oh, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass and trying to make it interesting by playing some of the people that helped shape the music, and Clyde Moody was definitely one of those people. Great songs. Here's Daniel Grinstaff again from his album Here and Now with a song called Another Lonely Day. He's got a different lineup on this one. He's got Colby Laney on guitar, Adam Steffi on mandolin again, Haley Stiltner on banjo, Andy Blevins on bass, Hunter Berry on fiddle, and Josh Swift on dobro, all people from around the East Tennessee State University area. And David is doing the lead vocals, Jason Crawford on baritone, and Daniel Salyer, who wrote the song, is doing the tenor vocals. And the song is called Another Lonely Day.
But I'm all right. Another lonely memory on another lonely night. It's plain to see, but out of sight, through the window of my broken heart tonight. Since you left me, my world is upside down, and I don't know if it's ever gonna change. So I'll just go on and bide my time, pretend that I'll be better off this way. If I can make it through another lonely day. Inside me, the pain in every tear, you've made it clear. But I can't see all the reasons that you had for leaving me. Since you left me, my world is upside down, and I don't know if it's ever gonna change. So I'll just go on and bide my time, pretend that I'll be better off this way. I can make it through another lonely day. Since you left me, my world is upside down, and I don't know if it's ever gonna change. So I'll just go on and bide my time, pretend. pretend that I'll be better off this way. If I can make it through another lonely day, if I can make it through another lonely day.
Another Lonely Day by David Grindstaff. I think that's a great track, and the whole album has got some excellent bluegrass in it, and that's as a product of the East Tennessee State University bluegrass faculty, and they do a fine job there. I've had the good fortune to visit that. Colin Trenwith was a tutor, professor there in violin, and worked with many of these people, and did a great job there, and I was able to visit and meet many of them. It was very, very good, very entertaining. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to do a shout out to all the people listening on their iPods or however you listen to your podcasts on your computer, usually in the car or somewhere like that. You might be listening on Podbean or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Directly from Free FM, perhaps, no longer available from Spotify because we ran into some copyright difficulties. I'm not quite sure what they were, but they were too complicated. And in the end, it was easier to just not deal with Spotify. But thank you very much for tuning in and taking me on your walks with you and on your drives and into your offices and hairdressing salons and home studios and I just delighted to be able to share my interest in bluegrass music with you. And all the people in Canada listening on the Access Radio shows that they have there, as we have a trading agreement and we take some Canadian shows and they take some New Zealand shows. And one of them is Back Porch Bluegrass. So thanks very much for tuning in. I'm delighted to be on air over in Canada and in the USA too. So bluegrass gets around, doesn't it? It's wonderful music. I'm going to play something from an LP. And this is a tune featuring Colleen Trenwith on fiddle and me playing a bit of guitar. Recorded 1976 when we were working in Australia with the Slim Dusty Show. We recorded an album called Fresh from the Country, which was all instrumentals. And one of the tunes that we recorded was this old Jimmy Rogers tune. I had the Jimmy Rogers 78, and that's where I first learned this tune off the 78. And then I found out that other people were discovering the tune as well. But we did it with the really fiddle and guitar. It's almost violin and guitar, really, the way Colleen's playing it. It's just a beautiful tune called Miss the Mississippi and You, and it sounds like this.
Thank you.
we just used to like playing that tune. It's such a pretty tune, and it sounds so nice with the violin and the guitar. Colleen's playing a Zetwitz violin that was made in Auckland by a fiddle maker called Mr. Zetwitz about 1917, and I'm playing a D1966 D21 Martin guitar in that one, and just chunking away in my usual style, but it seemed to work for that song. Let's hear Wildfire again. I'm Afraid My Darling's Gone. They sound like this. Hard bluegrass, isn't it? Just getting along there. It'd be great fun to play. And the band is really tight and really getting stuck in. I really enjoy that. Coming up, if you're in Hamilton, next week on Tuesday evening at the Acoustic Music Club is the Trenwiths. That's my band with two of my sons, Sam and Tim, and my grandson, Tyler, who Tyler plays percussion, the kick, sort of like a busker's percussion kit, a kick drum and a shaker and occasionally other stuff. He's got all sorts of stuff going on back there, and it's really good. Sam plays guitar, Tim plays bass. They do the most of the vocal work. Tyler joins in. I get to sing a couple of songs, and I pick banjo furiously and try to keep up with them. We're playing at the Acoustic Music Club Tuesday, about 7:30 it starts, at the Motorcycle Club Hall, just by Rugby Park there, and it'll be a good concert. So it's not often that we do these sort of concerts, and I think you'd enjoy it if you come along. So if you're listening and have got Tuesday night free, come along. And in fact, we should finish our set just in time for you to dash home and listen to Back Porch Bluegrass coming on the radio. What else have I got to say? We've got this Sunday, the Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session coming up at 56 Brookfield Street in the Bridge Club premises. There'll be some picking and singing going on there, so bring along your instruments there. And the Warrensville Country Music Club will also always have a concert on the second Friday of the month that will be a good concert. So hope you can enjoy the live music around that works for your tastes. Here's Wayne Taylor and Appaloosa again from the album Out in the Middle of Nowhere, and this is a song called When You Were Mine.
What can I do? What can I say to keep you here with me and make you want to stay? I tried my best to let you know. If I knew the answer, I would have told it long ago. But I can't turn the day into night, and I can't take what's wrong and make it right. And if I could, you know, I'd turn back the time, back to the day when you were mine. Everything we've done must be in vain. The love and the hurt, the joy and the pain. I guess that's life, the life we live. It's not what we take, but the love that we give. But I can't turn the day into night, and I can't take what's wrong and make it right. And if I could, you know, I'd turn back the time, back to the day when you were mine. I'd sing the song you want me to. Unto myself, I wouldn't be true. But I walk this path, and if I walk alone, at least I did what's in my heart to keep you here at home. But I can't turn the day into night, and I can't take what's wrong and make it right. And if I could, you know, I'd turn back the time, back to the day when you were mine.
Well, it's just about time to finish up with Back Porch Bluegrass now. Thanks very much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Tune in again next week and we'll have another new show for you lined up. In the meantime, we'll take it out with Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands. Scott Huffman singing about a curly-headed woman.
Last Friday I was drinking and driving, scratching gravel on every turn. Just a drinking and a driving with my pay in my pocket and my money was starting to burn. I drives up the road a little farther and I stopped at a crossroad bar. I saw a curly-headed woman so fine and so fair, she could have been a movie star. Stepped up and said, young lady, I've got a little money to blow. Can I buy what you're drinking, maybe two or three, and take you to the picture show? I buys her a double shot of bourbon, and I looked into her icy blue eyes. And there I saw the devil just laughing at me, the devil in a neat disguise. Sat there drinking about an hour, and she said she'd like to ramble with me. So we drove up the holler and we parked in the dark underneath a big white oak tree. I turned off the light and the motor, And I looked around to my surprise. She had a little old 38 short barrel pistol pointing right between my eyes. She said, Mr. Well, thank you for the whiskey. And the king said it hadn't been fun. But give me every greenback dollar in your pocket or I'll shoot you with my 38 gun. She ordered me to vacate my auto and she left me standing right there. I had to walk 20 miles that night just to cussing that woman with the curly brown hair.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.